In studio with us this morning is Brenda Tharp. She's from Santa Rosa, but clearly she doesn't stay in Santa Rosa. She goes all over the world. She's written a new book called Expressive Nature Photography. Good to have you with us, Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's a delight.
It's a really beautiful book, and clearly you are a person who likes being outdoors.
Oh, I absolutely love it, and I have since I was a kid. I think some of my first pictures that my family took of me were, even in a pretty little dress, I was sitting out on the lawn or underneath trees. So nature has been a passion of mine for a very, very long time, and I love to share that with people through teaching.
So you, go ahead, Larry.
Brenda, this picture you have in your newest book of this bear in Alaska playing with salmon is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that. I have recently sort of taken up photography. I am not a creative person. I am not artsy. But it is amazing how taking photos makes me feel creative. You give some great tips in your book, and one of them is about light. Tell us about how we should use light in photography.
Well, light is one of those things that can really fool us because the eye can see a lot more detail than any camera can. So when we're outside and it's a beautiful sunny day, we think, oh, wow, this is just an awesome day, and we want to make a picture of it. But sometimes the best pictures come out under the beautiful overcast conditions that we currently have today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So you have to just learn how light records onto the sensors or to film. For those that are still using film, and just pay attention to it and learn how to handle light and how to recognize the potential of it.
All right, Brenda, I hope you're not offended by this, but I have to address it because it's what most of us do. We take pictures with our phones. We
yes.
have cameras attached to our cell phones, and more often, you know, especially, you know, sort of on the run, that's what's available to us when we want to capture some kind of image. Is there any way for us to improve, you know, the quality, the depth, et cetera, of taking a cell phone photo?
Absolutely. You know, all of the techniques and the tips that I talk about in this book, I would say 95%, if not more, are applicable to a smartphone. It's about the light. It's about framing your subject, putting things off center so that it's not just a bullseye kind of composition, creating depth in your picture by getting up close to something in the foreground and letting the background sort of sweep into the distance. All of those things are possible with a cell phone, and with a lot of the newer phones you have a really nice macro capability, so you can get in close with them too. Heck, sometimes I think, why do I have this big camera with me? But to be honest, but it's perfect because the book is about the aesthetic and the techniques that help you no matter what camera you're using.
And the book is Expressive Nature Photography, and you talk about using leading lines, like when you see a repetition of rocks or tufts of grass, using that in your photos.
Yes, yes. It's using the design elements. I mean, nature's already put it out there for us, and it's really just up to us to find the viewpoint that will organize some of those elements. So rocks on a beach, the repeating pattern, or maybe like in Death Valley, you have these sweeping lines across the dunes. You can use those to draw the viewer's eye through your picture, and again, that can be done with any camera.
I would think Sonoma County in itself would be a great inspiration for photographs, considering really the plethora of different kinds of landscapes that we have and climates and all of that.
Oh, it's incredible here. And even though the book covers a lot of places, because yes, I do have a wanderlust and I love to travel, there is so much going on in Sonoma County. And I could have made the entire book just about being home, because the beauty is really outside our back doors. It's in our gardens, it's in our local parks, it's in the regional parks, the beaches. Everywhere you look, and including the vineyards, there's sweeping lines of all the rows of vines,
sure. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so Larry, you're just getting into this, it sounds like. You know, what kinds of photographs are you most interested in taking? Maybe Brenda can help.
You know, I love pictures that tell a story. Like when I'm taking my kids and they're doing something, and I capture the actual physical and mental being of what they're doing. And you have this picture of this gecko in your book, and it's sort of telling a story.
Reminds you of your kids?
Well, but you're telling the story of the California drought through this gecko.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, the gecko is digging a burrow, and it's wanting to get underneath that sand and cool off. And so gesture and moments are what really tell a story. And if you get good at photographing wildlife, you can get really good at photographing people and vice versa. Because animals and people have gestures and there are special moments between us when animals are bonding and touching or play fighting, like bears play fighting. It's really cool. And kids play fight. And sometimes they really fight. But it's that action that you look for. So you really can develop that skill pretty easily in both areas just by paying attention.
And how did you decide to do this particular book right now? Gather this particular collection of photos?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, my editor had, I had worked with her before, and she called me one day and said, it's time for a new Brenda Tharpe book. So this is my fourth book. So I was delighted to be able to do something that was fresh. And it was interesting because nature photography is a very popular subject with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And those books do really well. And it's because everybody feels better when we're outside and the sun's shining on us and we're walking through the cool forest.
That's for sure.
So it just, it made sense.
Well, it's a stunning book, Brenda, and I really want to take some more time with it because I haven't yet. I really feel it's the kind of book where you really want to spend some time with it. It's called Expressive Nature Photography, and congratulations on your latest endeavor, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, and it's on sale today, so today is its birthday in a sense.
Fantastic, and you can get it?
At your favorite bookstores.
Imagine
or online.
That. Or online. Okay. She's got it covered. Thank you, Brenda. That's Brenda Tharpe, Santa Rosa author and teacher and photographer on KSRO.